Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. John Gillum here with another podcast. It's been a few, weeks, months. Looks like the last podcast I set out here was about the WEC method qualification, which was an incredible experience for me, and I've been using those methods to train my clients and my groups and seeing really significant results, which is very, very cool. Today what I wanted to talk about was in that same vein of WEC method is basically, if you're not following David WEC and you're in the fitness industry, you should definitely check him out on Instagram, the David WEC. He is very excitable and entertaining and on a mission to make every step stronger, as am I, though not nearly as volatile as he is. But I really do believe that underneath everything, he has the best interest of people and helping them really change the way that they train at a fundamental level, which is a big challenge with all the marketing and just everything that has been fed to them, fed to us, about what it means to be fit. That being said, the main thing I wanted to touch him on today was he just posted a Instagram, and he's done a few of these. If you dig through, you can find a couple. There's sort of this drama between David WEC and Lance, the sports science guy. It's kind of this whole soap opera thing. But removing that from it, the idea is what... The question is running on a treadmill the same as running on the ground? And he broke down some video that showed some... Basically, if you take slow-mo video and look, go frame by frame at somebody running on a treadmill versus somebody running on the ground, there's some frames in which you're running on the treadmill that are just not possible. The form, the cycle in which that you run on the treadmill is different than how you run on the ground. So, in essence, running on a treadmill is not going to prepare you for running on the ground. And the reason I'm making this podcast is because I can vouch for this, because I've run a lot of marathons, probably close to 10, more than that in ultra marathons, which is anything more than 26.2 miles, and 2 50-mile races. And my worst marathon performance was when I was trying to train purely using the CrossFit endurance methods, which I'm not gonna bash that, but it was primarily on a treadmill. And I did most of my running on the treadmill. I did some long runs on the ground, but the majority was on a treadmill, and my legs were just not prepared for that marathon. It's the only marathon where I actually walked, I think, for a moment, and I don't remember my time. I don't know. I think it might have been a little over 4 hours, if not close to four. And I've broke 3 hours twice. So that's significant, significantly slower, like 2 minutes per mile slower. I'm not sure if it was four, but it was slow for me. It was slow for me. I really think that it was just, I tell everybody, hey, you know, if you're training for something and you're doing primarily your work on the treadmill, you got to get some stuff on the road, because it's not going to prepare you the same way. And I've always kind of wondered exactly what that was. And I mean, look, if you look at somebody running on a treadmill, it's just different, right? Like the ground, the belt that you land on is moving and your body is not moving. So just the sequencing that requires is different. And why does this matter? Number one, if you're doing something like Orange Theory or Barry's, And I think that's fine because you're going to work and you're going to sweat and you'll get in good shape. Like, your heart will be worked and you'll burn some calories and you'll be able to have a good physique. But if you're doing that and thinking that that's going to help you be a better runner, then you're that's not true. However, the real interesting thing here is that a lot of running studies are done on a treadmill. So if we have scientists that are looking at really fast people run using on a treadmill and using that data to extrapolate what that means for somebody running on the ground, then those are really comparing apples to oranges. So you have a fundamental difference, like a fundamental misunderstanding or flaw in the study and like the correlation of how that treadmill study works with outside. So I think that's really interesting. And that's the main point I wanted to make, is that if a study is done on a treadmill and conclusions are drawn to what that means for people running on the ground, then it just doesn't work. And I think that's really neat. So one of the things, I'll wrap this up, but one of the main points is, you may have heard, if you're into running, you may have heard that the time spent on the ground, or the time spent on the ground while running, is the same for everybody, or the time like switching your feet is the same for everybody, which might be true on a treadmill, but is not true on the ground. So there was this kind of quote that once said that, like, whether you're Usain Bolt or you're a little old lady, the time that when you're in the air that it takes for you to switch your legs before they hit the ground is the same, which is just not true. And I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but this is some of the smartest people in the research field that are saying these things. And because the study is just wrong, because the study's done on a treadmill, the conclusions are incorrect. So what does that mean? I don't know. It means, you know, if you're going to train for something, that your training should be specific for that thing. So if you're going to do a Tough Mudder, do some running outside, get on some hills, jump over some fences, play in the mud, you know, if you're going to be doing rock climbing, do more closed chain exercises than open chain pulling exercises, right? You know, stuff like that. But that's all I'm going to leave it here for now. Like I said, this David Weck is really pioneering some interesting stuff and trying to turn the fitness industry upside down for the better. And it's a long road ahead, but I'm there helping him and the group of Weck Method qualified trainers that are out there in around the world, mostly in the U.S., are trying to help that and spread the word. So we'll keep it there. Thanks for listening, and talk soon.